Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we kind of start with school-related stuff because it's that time of the year when lots of people are going back to school, and an odd quirk of modern Irish society comes to light. As our kids go back to school, we enter a period when our children are generally more formally clothed than the vast majority of the adult population. So why are school uniforms, or at least the ones we currently use, so are school uniforms, I should say, outdated, the ones we currently use? Do we need them at all? Should we change them? Dr. Claire Moriarty from Trinity has been writing about this in today's Irish Examiner, and she joins me now. Claire, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very good. So listen, this is a perennial one, but I like what you wrote in the Examiner today. You have a child starting primary school next week, is that right?
Yeah.
So that would put her, he or her, at six.
She's four, actually.
She's four, wow. God, I'm out of the loop, really. She's a smart kid, clearly.
And she's just an October baby, so it's kind of...
Okay. So what is the story with her uniform that got you thinking about uniforms generally?
So I'm pretty slow to get around to organising anything, but finally I decided we needed to go buy this uniform recently. And for junior infants and senior infants, the school she's going to, it's just a little local Gael school, they just wear a green cotton tracksuit for junior infants and senior infants, and just like a little Airtex or a polo shirt underneath. Perfectly sensible, very happy to send her off in that gear. It's when she hits first class that they have to start wearing a white shirt every day, a sort of kilt-shaped skirt, and the woolen jumper. And I think I was maybe slightly hungover while doing this uniform shopping, and I was watching a boy model the uniform for his mum and maybe granny as well. And it kind of struck me how ridiculous it is to have 6 and 7 year olds dressing in a kind of style of clothing that is obviously historically modelled after certain professions that those professions hardly wear anymore. So it seems like they're being attired in this kind of aspirational way, but the thing that was aspired to no longer makes sense for the project.
Okay, you know? Okay. Now, there's a lot to unpack here. So first of all, just to go back to your child, she, what's her name? Sorry.
Niamh.
Okay, just, I don't want to call her it or she.
Yeah.
Niamh is going to be in a tracksuit for the first 2 years, which you're fine with, and that's easy. So this uniform that she has on then when she hits first class, you think it apes like she was going to court or she's an airline pilot or something like that? Is that the problem you have with it?
I think historically that's why it looks the way it does.
And it's meant to aspire us to future careers.
Yeah, or it was once upon a time. So now, I mean, it's hard to even think about what the future of work looks like. I mean, maybe she'll just be shoveling snow onto land tiled with data centres. But and most people I know no longer have to wear a suit to work. So there's the kind of sense that it no longer makes sense as an aspirational piece of clothing. It's also just completely impractical. So we want our children to not be sedentary, especially at that kind of age. Mm-hmm. So putting them in clothes that are designed for sitting at a desk is not appropriate to the sort of things that they're supposed to be up to. So I want my daughter perfecting her cartwheels, you know, at her lunchtime. Yeah. I don't want her trying to find something to, you know, put a bobbin or something around the skirt so that she's not showing her knickers every time. Or like, I want her to be able to cycle to school.
I mean, okay, so the obvious retort to this, and one that I'm probably sympathetic to, but let's see what listeners think and what you think, is that these uniforms, although yes, they might be slightly outdated and, as you say, do ape kind of, you know, maybe professions people won't have in the future, although people do this have the professions. But what it does is, and I can see this with my own kids as it gets older, there is no, oh, those trousers really aren't cool, or they're so 2017 or whatever year we're in now, and that it gets rid of any kind of pressure. Like, surely more is to be gained than lost by putting in these, albeit outdated, uniforms.
So I think we get stuck with this idea that the only choices are like these bad uniforms or nothing at all.
Yes,
so I'm actually,
I guess we do.
I'm reasonably positively disposed towards the ideas of uniforms in general for some of the reasons you give. Like, I think clothing can be an economic signifier in a way that can make life difficult for people where the schools have very different sort of class setups. But I think just because we think something is appropriate in terms of a uniform doesn't mean we should have to defend this uniform, which is, I think, manifestly not fit for purpose.
So you're fine with the tracksuit. So are you suggesting then an amendment to the uniform, but we keep them all dressed the same way? Or are you saying get rid of uniforms and let them wear whatever they want within reason?
I mean, my personal preference probably is that primary schoolers wear tracksuits the whole way up. I think they're suitable to what primary school kids are supposed to be doing. And, it, you know, it kind of has the benefits of the uniform system without having the kind of cumbersomeness of the formal dress.
Hmm.
Secondary school is obviously more complicated, but I do think you could you can conceive of a version of a uniform that is just better fitted to every part of the teenage experience than like a white shirt. I mean, you may as well advertise the day you buy a bra in first year with a white shirt. They're impossible to keep clean. You know, if your parents are the ones that are more burdened by their work and don't have time to keep your shirts nice, you're the one who looks scruffy. It just, it's really a hard option to keep looking good.
But are you not going to have the same problem if they have to wear T-shirts or, you know, the right T-shirt or the right jumper or the right sweater or the right jeans?
I don't think so. I think white shirts particularly are especially irritating to wash and keep looking nice. And I think the skirts thing is really serious. So one of the interesting issues is it throws up this weird gender stuff. So because historically, you know, the way women and men dresses has been very different, we kind of impose this boys' version, girls' version. So the girls wear the skirts, the boys wear the trousers.
Yeah, of course.
If you're a girl who doesn't want to wear a skirt, then you wear the trousers. But suddenly there's questions like, why is she wearing the boys' clothes? And it makes something that is really sensible, practical thing, like, I don't want to wear something I can't cycle in, maybe will be perceived as a bigger thing than it is.
Yeah. Let me bring you a flavour of what people are texting in. I don't believe that we should have uniforms for primary children, especially not those super formal ones. Stop trying to get rid of school uniforms. It's hard enough to get them ready for school in the morning. Uniforms show respect to your schoolmates and your teachers. The idea that a uniform should be a tracksuit is symptomatic of the juvenile attitude to clothing in this country. You wouldn't wear a tracksuit to a wedding or a job interview. That's a good point.
Is it? I mean, school is not a wedding. You're equating two fundamentally extremely different types of experience.
But does it not help signify a transfer? So, for instance, I know from my own kids, you know, the summer rules tend to go out the window. Let's not get into what time they go to bed at during summer holidays because that gets chaotic. Putting on this, albeit slightly outdated uniform, kind of signifies, okay, we're not in Kansas anymore and we need to ante up and get back into the routine of things.
I mean, I think you could still probably achieve this with something a little bit more modernized. But let me try and push like a slightly deeper point on the skirts issue. So one of the things I mentioned in the article is this, it's a famous old essay by a sort of political theorist called Throwing Like a Girl.
Yeah.
The essay opens with this observation. I'm not sure it's 100% accurate, but it's the starting point for the piece anyway, where somebody observes that when you compare little girls and little boys throwing, the boy kind of flings his whole body into everything.
Yeah.
They lift a leg, they swing the body around, whereas girls kind of lift up their arm and let the ball go.
Hmm.
And so the whole idea here is that even at that age, there's a kind of socialization that happens that makes girls not throw themselves physically into things. So there's lots of complex points that come up in the way the essay rolls out. But I think you can make a similar point about the skirts thing. So it's not easy to cycle in skirts. It's not easy to do any physical activity in skirts. Are we, by sort of continuing to say, let's give you a piece of clothing to wear every day that is not fit for purpose, it's not fit for you doing active things with your body, are we kind of consenting to this idea, well, it's more important for you to look tidy in a way that we think looks historically tidy or whatever than it is for you to do anything with your body?
Mm.
And I do think it, like, the sort of tacit symbology there is that, yeah, it's fine if you're not sort of set up to do things with your body, because all it's for really is looking a certain way.
And are we, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are we pushing the gender thing too much when we give a girl 13 a skirt to wear, or even a girl in 8, because I know they have them in lots of primary schools?
Yeah, I suppose that the tricky thing comes from this idea that there is a girl version and a boy version. And of course, at, you know, adult level, wearing trousers is in no way seen as a sort of boy thing. But because of the kind of binary that exists and the options at school level, it does start to feel like a girl is saying something louder than just, I want to wear a pair of trousers, when they decide to pick the trousers that have boys' trousers written on them.
Yeah.
You know?
So absolutely. And I kind of get what you're saying about, you know, we're preparing our children through these uniforms for a world that in a large part may not exist anymore. I mean, you and I are both wearing clothes that are reasonably gender neutral, I would suggest. And that is the way of a lot of the world, not entirely of the world. And your daughter could end up working in a court or a supermarket or an airline and have to wear you know, a uniform. Are you okay with that? Well, I guess you'll have to be.
I suppose it's different if you're being paid for it maybe as well. It's like you can kind of, well, in ideal situations, you can choose what you want to do. Mm. I hope at least she'll have that choice, right? That she can choose the kind of work that she wants to do. And as an adult, you know, it'll be a freely consenting choice. Whereas, you know, you really get in a lot of trouble if your uniform is not in good order, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are loads of texts coming in, actually, loads. As a parent, I can't wait for school to start back so that I can cut down on the washing. It is a nightmare during the summer holidays when they are dressing themselves and changing multiple times a day. My daughter's these are all different texts, even though I'm not taking a break, a breath. My daughter's secondary school had kilts and trousers for the girl, and still 99% of the girls wore the kilt. Interesting. Non-uniform day was always so competitive when you would plan your outfit down to a T. Back in my day, it was Abercrombie and Fitch and all of these really expensive shops that we all loved. I'm grateful that we had uniforms to avoid this social comparison and the panic over what to wear. There are schools without uniforms. Go there or get on the parents' council and get it changed. And there is an exclamation mark after that. What do you say to that?
That's my plan. I didn't see myself being a PTA mother, but if it means I don't have to launder five white shirts for a week, I'm going to be chairing the thing by senior infants. So yeah, no, I will push that they try, and because they already have the design, they have the producers, they have, it'd be easy for the school to implement that. So I would push that.
Yeah, let me just give you another. There are really loads of texts coming in. I'm Spanish in my 40s, have been living in Ireland for a while. While I was young and living in Spain in primary school, we had to wear a uniform very similar to the ones used in Ireland at the moment. But since the end of the 90s, most public schools changed the formal uniform into a tracksuit bottom uniform. We were all the same but comfy. In secondary schools, the vast majority of institutions have historically allowed their students to wear their own clothes. It was hard to pick clothes every day, but it was so good to express ourselves and who we were, and most importantly, being comfortable. And the last one for now, my son is a secondary school teacher and he never wears a shirt to work. Why should the pupils have to wear skirts if the wear shorts if the teachers don't? There are plenty of smart casual clothes that the pupils could wear as uniform. I never actually thought of that. There are plenty of school teachers nowadays who don't wear clothes half as formal as the students are expected to. Tell me this. I noticed in your article there is, and I said it in the intro to the show, there is possibly, and I don't want to get too heavy, but a colonial hangover from all this. Does it kind of go back to our, like, we blame everything on our colonial past, or we certainly used to, but is that where this goes back to?
It's Friday. We have to do anti-colonialism on Fridays.
Absolutely. We can do it every day if you want. But this is kind of the genesis of it with your academic hat on.
Well, it's not my academic field, unfortunately, the history of uniforms. But I think you're a Spanish correspondent here. Points to a fact that almost all of the rest of European countries are turning away from them. Mm. And he raises an interesting point, which is that we kind of talk as though uniforms prepare you for getting dressed for work, but actually dressing yourself prepares you for getting, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
there's a sense in which
true.
They're both equally valid ways of thinking about how different it is to dress as an adult. Yeah. Yeah, the only ones that still have a sort of major percentage of state schools wearing uniforms are Britain, Ireland and Malta.
And Malta, interesting.
Yeah, another former, yeah.
Yeah. Well, incidentally, what is your academic field of expertise?
I work in philosophy of mathematics.
Oh, wow. Well, we might have to get you back to talk about that at some stage. Let me give you one more text, because there are literally loads on this. Uniforms were the best thing to ever happen in school when I was a kid, because we were on the breadline and I went to school, other kids were wearing branded runners and tops, etc., and rubbed it in your face daily. Once the uniforms arrived, that ended the show-offs. I mean, you can't argue with that, I guess, but you are just saying let's try and mix it up a bit and maybe change these uniforms.
Well, one thing a teacher friend told me when I was preparing to write the article was that she works in a school that is disadvantaged, has a lot of disadvantaged pupils, and they don't have uniforms. And she was saying there'd been a really sad situation where a kind of very gentle bullying had meant that somebody got kind of disabused, let's say, of their Nikes in what was presented as a kind of ethical swap. But this, I mean, beyond just signifying something, they're also, it kind of throws up these issues for teachers enforcing who gets to borrow what, who shares what, you know, bad pressure can sort of turn up.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing, and it's not a problem, and I'm glad they're in tracksuits, but I have three kids. It's six uniforms a week then that have to get ready, you know. But look, they'd have to wear clothes anyway, so that's not really any kind of argument, is it? Do dress your children if they're going to school would be the thing. So finally, Claire, what you are saying is let's maybe rethink this. You're not necessarily saying no uniforms, but maybe if you're going to go with a uniform, particularly in secondary school, let's make it more fit for purpose and more casual. Not to put words in your mouth, but is that a perfect, well, not a perfect, but a decent summation of what you're saying?
Yeah, let post-colonial Ireland pioneer the new uniform of schools. You know, we've got lots of people very high up in fashion now. Let's get them on the case.
Okay, and this is a final one. You might appreciate this, Claire. I think you are overestimating the power of a parents' council. They have zero power from a mom who tried. We won't get into that right now, but be warned. That was Dr. Claire Moriarty from Trinity College, who wrote a fantastic piece in today's Examiner. Claire, thanks a lot for coming into studio.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.